So we're just trying to finish off the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brura. Very important halach is in Simen Kuf Ches. So let's go from Sif Gimel. We started, I think, we saw last time Sif Aleph and Beis. Very important point. Kufches.
270. Oh, gosh, I'm way off.
So we saw about Tashlumin, about the Ashrei in between, the two tefillahs, even for Maariv. So let's have a look at Sif Gimel. We said we wanted to do Siv Gimel, Dalad, and Hey, maybe Vav. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ha demashlim hatfila shehifsid. That which you can be mashlim, the tefillah that you missed out, dafka bizman tefillah. That's only at the time that you're actually davening. Aval b'shor she'ein zman tefillah, loy. So that means if you missed out Shachris and you're doing two minchas, when do you do that second mincha? After having davened your first mincha. That'll be the tashlumin for shachar. Says the Mishnah Brura in Tes Vov, Yesh me'achroinim shekosvu. There are some achroinim who write, she'rot saloima. What this means is, deloy tiknu chazal tfilas tashlumin. Chazal only instituted the whole concept of tashlumin rak, but oidenu oisik, only as long as you are actively involved, betfila ha'ikoris. Only when you're involved in the main tefillah. What does that mean, you're involved in the main tefillah? Acha sheshoho, after you've waited, kdei hiluch dalad amas, oi ashrei bein tayim. So, how does this actually work? We have to know halacha l'maaseh, it's very, very important. Hopefully this will not be negeh halacha l'maaseh, but if it is, you didn't daven shachris for shoigeg or oinus reasons. So when you daven your mincha, how does it work? You finish davening, you do oisa shalom, you don't immediately start all over again, baruch atah Hashem lekeinu kezom keavrom, because you have to have a gap in between the two. What's the gap? So we saw ashrei, essentially, if not at least a hiluch dalad amas. Hiluch dalad amas means at least the time it takes to walk for amas, which is maybe a few seconds. But either way, other than that, pretty much the two Shmona Esras are back to back. Says the Mishnah Brura, now this is very, 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 very important. Avol harbe achroinim, but many achroinim, hiskimu, all agree, da'af de'lachat chila. Even though it's true in the first instance, bevadai tzorich lizohir b'zeh, it's true, you do have to try very much lechatchila to be careful lehispalel tefilas hashlama, to daven the tefillah of hashlama, which is the catch up. Takeuf, what does takeuf mean? Immediately achar tefillah hachiyuvis, after your main obligatory shmona esra, avol bedi eved einoy ma'akev. But b'di'evet, it does not withhold your whole possibility of doing tashlumin until when? Rak im ovar zman tfila. Only if you've completely missed the zman tfila. So, if you've missed out shachris, comes mincha time. What's mincha time? 12:30, 6.5 hours into the day until the end of the day. So, the first list of achroinim said you've got to daven your catch up literally on the back of your mincha, meaning with a slight gap, but basically back to back. The second opinion says, no, that's true lechatchila b'di'eved. You've just got to ensure that it's sometime in the afternoon. Once you get to nightfall, you're now ready into Maariv territory, then you can't catch up for shachris. So he explains, dahainu, what does this mean now? De'im loy hispalel arvis. So, for example, if you didn't daven Maariv, yispalel shachris shtayim, yes, you've got to do two shachrisim, rak ad dalad shois al hayyim, until 4 hours up till the day, Shehuzman Tfila Leshachris. We paskin the Seisman Tfila is 4 hours into the day. Dehonoitel Avur Zeh Schar Tfila Bizmano. Because that's the time that you can achieve Schar for Tfila Bizmano. Masha'in Kein Achar Dalot Choice. After 4 hours, Dehonoitel Rak Schar Tfila Rachami. You can still daven Shachris then, but then you've lost your whole concept of Tfila Bizmano, so you can no longer do catch-up for Mincha. Kein Kosav, Aprim Hagodim, Umogin Giboirim, V'Derech Achayim. Now, miss out a couple of lines, and go to where it says, V'im Shochach Lehispalel Mincha. You have that? The third line there. V'im Shochach Lehispalel Mincha. So again, when can you do catch-up? At night. What does night mean? Now, we have to know, we haven't learned these halachas properly yet. When can you daven Ma'ariv? L'chatchil you should daven Ma'ariv before Chatzos, but b'dieved you can daven all night long. So, when can you do your Tashem Lev Mincha? Only till Chatzos? So he says, Yesh oimrim de mispalel Ma'ariv shtayim rak ad Chatzos. Only until Chatzos alaylo shehu zman, because that's the time which is ro'u l'arvis l'chatchila. Om Nom, he says in the next line, I'm missing out a line, however, a prima godim kosav, the zman ashlam astfilas amincha, really, is ukol alaylo, adam udashacha. According to the prima godim, yes. So now, before we see the absolute halacha lemaisa on this, the Mishnah Brura has brought for us two separate opinions. And the truth is, Meirai v'Raboisai, look back into the Shulchan Aruch now, and we will now read the Shulchan Aruch again, and you'll see that there's actually two ways that you can translate the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the machlokes. Look at Siv Gimel again. Look at Siv Gimel. You have the words of the Shulchan Aruch? Says the Shulchan Aruch Siv Gimel, Ha de mashlim hatfila shehifsid. That which you can be mashlim, the tfila that you missed out, is dafka bizman tfila. Now there's two ways you can translate that. Does zman tfila mean at the time that you are davening, or at the time that you can daven? That's the machloikas. Does zman tefillah mean at the time that you're davening? You've just now davened your mincha, so you'll follow it immediately with the catch-up for shachris. Or you've just now davened your ma'ariv, so you'll follow it immediately with your catch-up for mincha. Or, according to the second opinion, that's not what it means. According to the second opinion means, no, you could do your tashlumin at any time that you can daven the next davening.
Even not on the back of the Iker.
Right, so for Zman Tfilah, doesn't mean that the time that you are actively davening. It means the time that you may, if you so desire, daven. According to the second opinion. So now, look at the end of the Mishnah Brura. No, you're right. According to the second opinion is B'dievet. Right, according to the second opinion is B'dievet. So that means, according to the first opinion, if you did not do your catch-up immediately after the first one at Esra, it's game over. According to the second opinion, lechatchila, sure, back-to-back. But with Yevid, you could do it afterwards. So now, halacha lemaisa. If I were to ask you, you're about to give a shir this Shabbos, hilchas tashlumin, what would you paskin? Halacha lemaisa. So obviously, lechatchila, back-to-back. No question about it. Why would you pass on that? Well, obviously, because according to the first opinion, that's the only time you could do it. And even according to the second opinion, at least lechatchila, so certainly that's the way we're going to pass on. But the question is, fine, but what do you pass on for the person who calls you up now at 9:30 in the morning and says, I didn't daven Ma'ariv last night, b'shogeg. I daven shachris this morning at 7 o'clock. It's now 9:30. Can I do another shachris? What would you pass on then?
story, wasn't it?
So according to the first opinion, what would you have to tell him?
No.
Sorry, nothing doing. According to the second opinion, yes, you can, because it's not yet Saves Man Tfilah. Say this as machlokas. What do we paskin? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Look at the end of the Mishnah Berurah that we just started, when he says, "Kol ze hetakti mino achreinim ledina." He says everything I wrote is quoting the achreinim. Omnom. However, lechatchila yoisa nochoin b'kol ze. The best would be in all of this sheim loy hispalel tekef. If you did not daven immediately tfilas hashlomo, achar hatfilah hachiyuvis, what should you do? You now got yourself into a pickle. According to opinion number one, you're stuck. According to opinion number two, you can still do it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you know what you should do? We always go for the compromise. Yispalel oisa b'toiras nedovo. Now this is going to be the joker in the pack. This is going to be the concept that we always have, almost always have, the backup plan of the Teiris Nedova. What do I mean that we almost always, when do we not have Teiris Nedova?
Shabbos.
So if this would happen on Shabbos, you'd be stuck. Why would you be stuck on Shabbos? Because in the Beis HaMikdosh, remember, tefillahs always correspond to karbonis. When you bring a korban in the Beis HaMikdosh on Shabbos, do you know that essentially you're being mechal on Shabbos? Isudai Raisa. Shechita is one of the Lamates Melochas. The answer is, Beseda, but if the Torah said that you're supposed to be makar korban on Shabbos, then you're supposed to be makar korban on Shabbos. But a Nedova, the Torah didn't say you have to be makar of the Nedova, at least not now. Do it at a different time. So therefore there's no Nedovois. You can't volunteer. Let's say somebody comes to the Beis HaMikdosh, I'd like to donate a korban. Why? Whatever. Thanksgiving, Baruch Hashem, Zeicha too, whatever it may be. Fine. But you're not obligated to bring that korban. So therefore, you can't bring it on Shabbos, because you have no right to be mechalal Shabbos when there's no obligation. So therefore, accordingly, you also can't offer a tfilas nedova on Shabbos either. So says the Mishnah Berurah, you should daven a toyos nedova. Dahainu, says the Mishnah Berurah, what does that mean? Sheyasne. What does that mean, sheyasne?
Condition.
He should make a tanai, he should make a condition. He stipulate the following, v'yoyma. And he should say the following words. Im ani chayev, if indeed I am obligated to daven the second opinion, the second tefillah, harezu l'chayvasi, then this should count for my mandatory davening. V'im lav, but if not, what does that mean, if not? That means if you go with the first opinion, which is that it's got to be back to back and you've missed the boat, then harehi nedova. Then it will just be a voluntary davening, v'chein hiskima prima godin. Fine. So Moirav Raboisai, whoever's giving a shir this Shabbos afternoon, hilchas tashlumin letfila, you should all say, and I'm sure you all will, Moirav Raboisai, if ever you miss out a davening, you can catch up, and you should catch up the next tfila. There are two opinions. Does that have to be back to back? Or only lachatchila back to back, but b'dievet, as long as the zman of tefillah hasn't expired, you could still do it. Machloikas, two opinions in the Mishnah Berurah. Bottom line is, make sure you do them back to back lachatchila. And if you didn't, you can still daven the second Shmona Esra, but you have to make a tanai. And what's the tanai that you're going to make? That if indeed I'm allowed to do the tefillas tashlumin non-back to back, well, here it is. So this is a chayva. And if I'm not allowed to do that, then I'm offering a voluntary tefillah, which is called the tefillas nedova. And that's it.
Do you have to add something to a tefillas nedova?
So that's going to be a whole discussion with the Yasmin Mechadesh Boi Dova. We're going to see that coming up now in the next sif. Okay, so it's very important halacha. Very, very, very important halacha. We just have to remember, on Shabbos, however, you will not have this option. On Shabbos, if somebody forgets Maariv on Friday night, then on Shabbos, he really does have to make sure that on Shabbos morning, he does back-to-back. Because if he doesn't, then he's completely stuck. At least, according to one opinion. According to the second opinion, you can daven Shachris until Seis Man Shachris. According to the first opinion, no, it's got to be back-to-back. And now you don't have the backup option of making a possible tefillas adava because it's known adava is on Shabbos.
So are you samech on a second opinion?
No, the Shabbos wasn't machriya, whatever. If you want to be samech, I guess you can, but you have to know the other opinions say that no, you can't. So safek, l'chayra, safek brochas l'hakel, you can't say the davening, l'chayra, should not daven.
Logic would suggest anyway that you should do it back to back, simply because if you had a situation where, you know, be'ones or whatever the situation was that you couldn't do it, because obviously there's going to be a tendency that you're going to forget later on anyway.
Right. Yep, 100%. So this is very, very important, halachas. Well, we haven't really discussed so much. The Shulchan Aruch spelled it out for us in the beginning, but I think the Shulchan Aruch is going to spell out more for us in Sif Ches and Sif Zayin. So we'll see that soon. And that is, what is the definition of Shogeg and Oynes? We haven't really discussed that. Imagine somebody would fall asleep, and before he knew he woke up and he's missed the Zman Tefillah. So I guess that's a Shogeg, if not an Oynes, but it's definitely at least a Shogeg. There is a discussion, by the way, is that called an Oynes? In Hilchas Tefillas Tashlumin, we're easier off. You know why we're better off? Because we don't distinguish between Shogeg and Oynes. Just mazid. But I'll give you another halacha where we do make a distinction between Shogeg and Oynes, and that is, if a woman does not light Friday night candles, then she has to light an extra candle for the rest of her life, unless it was Ba'oynes. But Ba'Shogeg, she does. Oh, so this is much harder now. So now we have to know, this is the famous Shaila, Halacha L'Maisa. Maisa Shehoya, a couple traveled out of town. They were exhausted at their end of their journey on Erev Shabbos. They had a rest on Friday afternoon. And guess what? When they woke up, it was already Shabbos. Now, is that amazed? Definitely not amazed. But is it Shogeg or Oynes? Not so clear. They should have set an alarm clock. Well, they did. They didn't hear it. Is that a Shogeg or is that an Oynes? I once had a fascinating, one of the first Shailas ever had here in Gimel. It was at the times we used to come just for Shabbos before we moved here. So we once came here just very, very shortly before Shabbos, and my wife had actually lit candles already. And somebody knocked on our door, and whatever, his daughter just swallowed something, and it could be poisonous, they have to rush it to Terem. And so he didn't come to ask Hilchas Hadlokas Neir, he just came to ask, well, could we go, and with a goy, without a goy, and how do we get back, and fine. He calls me on Monday or Tuesday the following week and said, the good news is everything is fine with our daughter and everything is safe and sound. The bad news is that my wife, in all the hullabaloo, forgot to light candles. So what would you, Paskin? For sure that's an oynus. I mean, you just rush a kid to the hospital, ein lecha oynus gedoyla mizu. But then he added the following line. And in zchus of this line, I gave a whole shir about it Shabbos afternoon. Because he said, my wife, in all the whole balagan, she forgot to light candles, because we had to rush out. In fact, we were so rushed, she almost forgot to put on her makeup for Shabbos. That was the nusach of his shayla. She almost didn't manage to put on her makeup. So I was thinking to myself, oh, one second. But she did put on her makeup. So now you're going to tell me it's an oynus with regard to Hadlokas Neiros. The makeup she remembered, the lighting the candle she didn't. So my initial reaction, I said to her, listen, I have to look into this, but my gut reaction would be, I'm sorry, I can't consider that an oynus. An oynus is if you literally dropped everything, you ran to the hospital, jumped into a cab because you're worried, chas v'shalom, she'd swallow something poisonous. Fine. Just had that this Friday night, actually. So he knocked on my door and said, have you seen my husband? Lost my husband.
Well, I hate when that happens.
It wasn't funny. What happened? Basically, the daughter also, just for Shabbos, she swallowed something which they were worried they were poisonous. So he went to davening, the husband. And his wife said she's going to take him to a doctor here. And when he came home, she wasn't at home. She was at his doctor. So he thought that she'd gone to Aleph, to his Ratachim. So he walked over to Aleph. Ooh. Meanwhile, she came and said, where's my husband gone? She started panicking. She came to our house. They missed each other. Anyway, everything is Baruch Hashem. Everyone is all fine and well. So I called upon him. So what would you say in this Shaila? Say if you just drop everything and you run, then there's no discussion. That's definitely an oinus. But if she says to me, or the husband says, she didn't manage to light candles, she almost, would you believe it, didn't have time to put on makeup. So my gut reaction was that it's not an oinus. So that's why we have Chachmei Yisrael. So I called my Rabbi, Shem Zalman Ulman, Zeichet Tzadik Levrocha. Poshut, that's an oinus, he tells me. Poshut, in fact, he almost didn't understand what I was asking. I said, but why is it an oinus? She managed to put on makeup. So he said to me, such a beautiful sorrow. This is where we have our Rebbeim. He says to me, listen. Just before Shabbos, in the last few frantic moments before Shabbos, a woman has a mental list. We didn't explain it at length like this. He said it in about 5 words, but he said it with such simplicity. This is the way I understood it. She has a bunch of things in her head that she has to remember to do, right? Every woman just before Shabbos has to remember, okay, I've got to light the candles, and I've got to put on my makeup, and I've got to just make sure that the flame is turned off, and another challenge on the flame. There's a whole mental list in her do. And normally, Baruch Hashem, she managed to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, everything, I call Avar B'Shalom. This woman remembered some of her list and was unable to do some other parts of her list. At the end of the day, why did she not light candles? Of course it was because of the oinus. The fact that she managed to make up doesn't mean that she said, makeup is more important than I couldn't care less about candles. No, it means in all the balagan and the hullabaloo, she wasn't able to remember the entire list that she normally has to remember. So why did she forget to do Adlokas Neiros? Because of the balagan, which is definitely an oinus. So no shyle about it, she doesn't have to light. Beautiful Swara.
Amazing.
Who are we to say that, no, she consciously thought to herself, I'm going to make up, I'm going to put on makeup because that's more important to me than the mitzvah Adlokas Neiros, and I couldn't care less. She didn't say that, Chas v'Shalom. She rushed down the house and she had 10 things to do and she forgot 2 or 3 of them. Why did she forget 2 or 3 of them? Because of the rainus. Beautiful Sora. So Al Kopone, with regard to Adlokas Neiros, by the way, the psak in the other Shaila was different. When the young couple had a rest on Erev Shabbos and they overslept and before they knew it was Shabbos, that was not considered a rainus, the place would say. That's only a shoygig. And she has to lie for the rest of her life. What would you say to the following Shaila? I was not asked this Shaila, I was only told about it afterwards. A Kala, Shabbos Sheva Brachos, the first time in her life to light candles and she forgot.
She's not Chazaka yet.
So one Rav wanted to suggest, maybe that's called an onus. I mean, she's never in her life lit and she hasn't got used to it. It's a very big Chiddush to say that's called an onus. I don't mind you call it a Shoigig. Obviously you're not amazed. It's not negligence. Not poshut. So all these shailas are much more difficult to paskin. Why? Because we're treading a very fine line between shoygig and oinus. But in tashlumin, we're not. Because in tashlumin, shoygig and oinus is all the same. So we don't even need to bother, for example, if somebody fell asleep and then didn't wake up in time and before he knew it, he missed the seifzman tefillah. So whether we categorize that shoygig or oinus, we can debate all day long. It doesn't matter. Either way, there's a chiyuv tashlumin. Now, there will still be cases where what happens is borderline shoygig mazid. So then we need to make a decision. So a classic scenario will be, and we'll see this in the Shulchan Aruch coming up, and this, Moirai V'Raboisai, has far, far, far reaching ramifications in many, many, many areas of halacha. It's what's called oinus b'yoyim acharein. Oinus b'yoyim acharein. Now, where does this come from? It actually comes from, would you believe it, Hilchas Yovel. The halacha is, if you, as we know, sell a house or a field, then at Yovel it all goes back. There are one or two exceptions. One of the exceptions is what's called botei orei chayma, a house in a walled city. If you sell a house in a walled city, that will not go back in Yovel. Now, what does that mean? Once I sell it, I've lost it forever? No. You have 1 year to get it back. That means if I sell you a house in a walled city, within the first year, I can go to the purchaser and say, listen, I've Baruch Hashem, my financial situation has improved, and I'm now in a position to purchase back in the house, then you've got to sell it back to me. Once the year's gone past, that's it. You've lost the house forever. You kiss goodbye. What happens if I come to you the day after the year is up? Sorry, you missed a year. You say, no. I really did want to come to you during the year. There was an onus. There was a train strike. There was a coronavirus. I was in isolation. They didn't let me get to you. So if you're an onus, you can still retrieve it. So here we have the big shaila. What happens if you're an onus only b'yoyim acharoin? Meaning, you have 12 months. The first month, I say to him, why didn't you retrieve it? No, I can't be bothered. I've got plenty of time. Second month, third month, fourth month, fifth month, till the end of the year. So I can't be bothered. I'm banking on doing it on the last day. On the last day, you're an onus. So how do we categorize that? Do we say it was perfectly within your rights to push it off to the last moment, and when the last moment came, you're an onus? That's excusable. Or do you say, yes, it was within your rights, but at the end of the day, it was your negligence that got you there in the first place because you've done it before. Big machlokes. That's where the machlokes emanates from. Now you can see that this has far-reaching ramifications.
Isn't that really the same case as the woman who did her makeup and not the candles?
No.
Oh, she prioritized her to-do list?
No, but that's the zman to light candles. Here, the zman is the whole year. You could have done it before. Could have done before. Lighting candles. No, I'm not supposed to light candles before. So now, why are we discussing Hilchos Yovel with regard to tefillah? Because the chayra, can you imagine now the far-reaching consequences this has, Hilchos tefillah? It comes to Mincha Gedolah. You could daven at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. What do you think to yourself? Can't be bothered. Why not? It's my Mincha. Yeah, I'll daven at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Comes 4 o'clock. Why don't you daven now? Can't be bothered. I'm going to rely on the last minion in town in Masas Mordechai, quarter an hour before Shkia. And guess what? Quarter an hour before Shkia, an emergency, you have to rush to hospital. So you're definitely an onus at the end of the day. But you are Poshea till then. Or do we say, it's not called a Poshea. It was perfectly his prerogative to daven the last minion of the day. So if I was an oinus from the beginning of the Zman Tefillah right till the end, or a Shoigeg, right, this Tashlumin. Here, it's half-half. I was Pesheya for the first half, I was an oinus for the second half. So what's the halacha? That's called oinus b'yoyim acharei. So maybe it would depend on whatever I pass in Hilchos Yovel. Shaila halacha l'maisa, that's, I'm just giving an example how far these ramifications can reach. Shaila loch ha-maisa. My uncle had this shaila. Somebody made a neder. He made a neder that by a certain date, whatever, by the end of the month, I'm going to make a siyum on a particular masechta. And in order to provide himself an incentive, he said, and if I don't do it, I'm donating 1,000 shekel to tzedakah. So obviously, he's providing himself an incentive to make sure that he does do it. In the beginning of the month, he pushed it off a bit. He was banking, said, I'll cram at the last moment. I'll finish the last few daf on the last couple of days. And guess what? On the last couple of days, he had an oinus, well, he was unwell. Does he have to pay the 1,000 shekel or not? It's oinus b'yimacha. If we say, listen, he said by the end of the month, so it's completely his prerogative to push it off till the last day, and the last day was an oinus. So if he doesn't have to pay the money, because obviously he meant, if I didn't finish the siyum because of negligence, not because of an oinus. Or do we say, no, but you pushed it off, it's your fault, you were negligent. That's another case of oinus b'yimacha where you could discuss backwards and forwards. This has many, 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 many nafkiminas lahalacha oinus b'yimachron. So we'll see that coming up. Okay, let's now move on to Sif Dalet. Ein tashlumin Elo letfila hasmucha bilvad. You only get a second bite of the cherry at the very next tefillah. Does everybody agree to this, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
Who does not agree?
Prima donna.
Before the prima donna. The Rishonim, we saw big machlokes Rishonim about this. The Ravid.
Right.
We saw the Ravid says that, excuse me, you know, you can do afterwards as well. But we saw almost everybody disagreed. We saw the Rambam disagreed, Tosus disagreed, we saw Rabbeinu Yoina also brought two opinions, but he says you. So almost all opinions, and as we see, the Shulchan Aruch does not even bring two opinions on the subject at all. Says the Shulchan Aruch, She'im ta'a v'lo yispa'al shachris, i.e., if you made a mistake and you didn't daven shachris, v'loi mincha, and you didn't daven mincha either, so you've now lost two tefillahs and you've come to Ma'ariv, mispalal arvis shayim. You have daven Ma'ariv twice, you do not daven three times. Achroino, the second Ma'ariv, will be tashlumin mincha avol, shachris ein lo tashlumin. I think we saw this last time. V'chein b'shar tefillahs, so too with other tefillahs, you only get catch up for the last tefillah, not for the one that preceded that as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Tes Zayin, very important halacha. Just before we see Sifkot and Tes Zayin, if you don't mind, I want to do this in reverse order. I think we should see Yud Zayin first. Because we have a fascinating shaila. What would be now the following scenario? Reb Nachum, what do you paskin? You didn't daven shachris. You also didn't daven mincha. You come to Ma'ariv, what's the halacha? You do two tefillahs. First one will be Ma'ariv, and the second one will be mincha. And shachris, gone forever. What would be if you didn't daven shachris and you did daven mincha, but you didn't do tashlom for it? And now you've come to Ma'ariv, what do you do? Do you get two Ma'arivs or do you say no? You cannot do a second tefillah for shachris. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Yud Zayin. Says the Mishnah Berurah v'loy mincha, hu hadin. The same din would apply as well. Afilu mispalal mincha gamke. Even if you did actually daven mincha as well, I'm very sorry to tell you, loy yochel lahashlim be'erev. You cannot be mashlim evening time avur shachris. Why? The haklal. Because we have a general principle, the loy tiknu hashloma. They never instituted the principle of hashloma rak, other than bizman tefillah hasmucha lo, only in the very next tefillah, irrespective of whether you daven that mincha or not, totally irrelevant. Okay, now let's go back to Sifkot and Tes Zayin. Kosvu achreinim. The achreinim say she'ein tefillas musaf moil lahashlama. Musaf cannot be a hashlama. What does that mean, cannot be a hashlama? Dahinu, i.e., Shem chaser shachris. If you missed out shachris b'yoyim sheyesh boi musaf, lo yochay lahashlim lispalel musaf shtayim. You do not do a double musaf. You got to do a double mincha. Mi sheshochach v'lo yispalel shachris u musaf, v'nizkar b'mincha, yispalal mincha v'achrov musaf v'achrov shachris. What does that mean? What happened? You davened and you missed out shachris. You also didn't daven musaf. Now, when you come to mincha, what do you do? Is there, by the way, tashlumin for tefillas musaf? We saw in Tosfos that no. No such thing. When is the Zman Musaf essentially? All day. Therefore, there's no such thing as during the day having missed Musaf, because you always daven later. That's true, we daven early on in day. You should daven early on in the day. But in theory, if you remember at 4 o'clock in the afternoon you haven't daven Musaf, you can still daven Musaf. Now, He didn't damage.
Yeah,
but we pass it all day. So now you didn't daven shachris, you didn't daven musaf. Come mincha, what do you do now?
Mincha and tashlum.
Mincha, tashlum for shachris, and then musaf. That's what Mishabur says. He says, ispalo mincha. Oh, sorry, excuse me. The achar of musaf, he says.
I do musaf first?
Yep. Did we miss that line, by the way?
Yes.
So we missed that line. Im shochach shachris vehispalal musaf adayin lo yovel zman shachris afili ochi yispalal shachris. If you didn't daven shachris and you did daven musaf, but it's still the zman of shachris. So what's the halacha? You can daven shachris, no problem. Now, misha shochach v'lo yispalal shachris u musaf. So you've come to the afternoon, now you really have missed the Zman of Shachris. V'nizke b'mincha yispalal mincha. And then what should you do next? Why Musaf next?
Part of the day.
Right, because you always do the tefillah b'zmano first. This, if you want to do catch up for Shachris, you have to do that at the end.
So is that like you're doing Tashlumim of Shachris, Kenaket? Connected to Musaf.
Right. But only not because Musaf. You have to do Musaf first.
Based on what we said before about Tekef, was that a problem?
No. Because you're doing it on the back of a tefillah. That's the main thing. Although he does say at the end, V'im ispalal Musaf, koyidim mincha, if you have mincha before mincha, Musaf before mincha, that's also okay.
So would you do two Musafs?
No. What you do mincha, Musaf, and then what do you do after that? Musaf, mincha, and then?
Second mincha.
Yeah. So you don't do two musafs. No such thing as tefillas musaf. So musaf neither gets a hashlama nor can it be a hashlama. There's no such thing as doing a catch up for musaf, and there's no such thing as doing as a catch up as a musaf for a missed out other tefillah. No such thing.
But it can't be the tefillah before a tefillah.
Right. Now, do you remember that when we saw the Rishonim about can you do a bunch of catch-ups? So we saw the Ravid says maybe yes. The Rabbeinu Yoina brought an opinion that yes, but he disagreed. But you remember, what did he say right at the end, Rabbeinu Yoina? That I'll give you a get-out clause, and what is that? You can do a tefillas nadava. Look at the Shulchan Aruch now, hey. Even though, as we just discussed in the previous sif, the tashlumin always can only be for one tefillah. The tefillah is achirois shehifsid, and the other tefillahs that you lost out, ein lohem tashlumin, there's no tashlumin. Says the Shulchan Aruch, there is something that I can offer you. Imrotza, if you so desire, you don't have to. If you really want to, lispalal oisa nedova, veshe yechadesh ba shum dova, you've got to mechadesh something, we'll see what that means. Then harashus beyodoi, then the permission is yours, v'nochein lases kein. What does it mean, v'nochein lases kein?
That's the right thing to do.
It's the correct thing to do. But are you obligated to do it? No. Why not obligated? Because we definitely paskin la halacha that you only get one catch up, not two, not three, not five, not ten. But there is an opinion that says you do. We don't paskin like that. So in order to cover your bases, what you can do is, and the correct thing to do is, do a tefillas nedava. So for how many tefillas nedavas will you do? For as many as you missed out. Like we said, if somebody's not well for a week, you'll do 21 tefillahs at the end.
So they make a distinction between what tashlumim and then a dava, where tashlumi is something, in other words, you're making a tashlum because you can fix something. There's a tikkun to a tefillah that you missed. But in the case of the dava, does it apply to the same, or in a dava, in other words, there cannot be a fix?
Well, the nedava is really conditional. What does that mean, it's conditional? Meaning, according to the Ravid, if you had asked the Ravid, what are you supposed to do when you miss out 10 tefillahs, what will he tell you?
Do 10
tashlumin. So therefore, we're needed in the davar. We don't pass like that. We paskin me ikka hadin that you cannot do 10 catch-ups, which means, as you're pointing out, Ravon, that these tefillahs of davars are not really tourist tashlumins as well at all. They're not tashlumins. So why are you doing it, Bichal? Because you want to cover your bases, fine, you can do that. But we don't paskin like that. In fact, as we're going to see in the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us, similar to what we saw in a previous case, that maybe you should make a Tanai. If I'm mechuyev to do 10 catch-ups, then this is not undavar, it's a real tefillah. But if I'm not mechuyev, and I'm very possibly not mechuyev, because that's the main halacha, then these are not catch-ups, these are main undavar. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Yud Ches, V'lachein, Misha hoya choyle, if somebody was ill, oi tofus betfisa. What does it mean, tofus betfisa? He was jailed in prison. Veloy hoya hamokoy noki. And in the jail there, it was filthy and it's clean, unclean, you're not allowed to daven there. Is then kishayet, say, according to that, what will you do? Yispalel kol atfilois shehiv said. He was there for a year. Do 1,000 tefillahs now. V'yispal al ma'ariv, v'achkach mincha, v'achkach shachris. That's you work backwards. You work backwards. This is something that we never really discussed. According to the Ravid, that you do 10 catch-ups.
Which ones first?
Which ones you do first? So now I'm davening whatever my ma'ariv, for example. Okay, now what I do now next? The last tefillah, or do I start in reverse order, or in the right order? So Mishnah Berurah says, no, you go backwards. You go Mariv, and then the last tefillah I missed, and then 2 tefillahs ago, and then 3 tefillahs ago. V'im yotzo mitfisa b'rish chodesh. And if your lucky mazel, you left prison when? On Rish Chodesh, you have to say yala v'yovoy, mazki b'kulam yala v'yovoy. You have to say yala v'yovoy every single time. Now, this is a very important halacha. We mentioned this before. Aval im yotza b'shabbos v'yomte, that you don't have this option available whatsoever. Why not? Because there's no nedava. Yamtin ad ha'erev, you got to wait till the night. V'yispalel d'kai malon b'simon kuv zayin. Because we hold in simon kuv zayin she'ein mispalelin nedava b'shabbos v'yomte. There is no such thing as davening in a dover, therefore this option simply isn't available. Says the Mishnah Berurah in conclusion, in Yutes, V'nochoin lasa yiskein the Shulchan Aruch, said it is indeed the correct thing to do. I'm a prima godim shehiskin. The prima godim agrees. T'toiv sheyasne. Again, you should make a condition. V'yoyman, you should say as follows. Im ani chayev lehispalel. What does that mean? I'm chayev. Why should I be chayev?
If the Ravid is right.
Because I want to go with the Ravid. Then hari ze lechayvasi. Then this is a chayva of mine. V'im lav hari zulandova. Oh, why would I want to do that? Ubeze yetsa yedei kol hadeyos. Because that way you can satisfy all opinions. Because you should know sheyesh kamod deyos. We can't ignore them. There are many opinions shesovrim deyesh tashlumin letfilo afilu lekamot tfilois sheovru. Now, we don't paskin like that. The Shulchan Aruch didn't even bring a second opinion on the subject. So we definitely paskin alocha lemaisa, you only do one catch up. It says the Mishnah Berurah in the name of the Prima Godim, there are many opinions who disagree. Therefore, that's number one why the Shulchan Aruch is saying v'nochoin la'asa iskein. Sounds like a bit of a bizarre type of halacha. It's the correct thing to do. What does that mean? Am I chayv or not chayv? A bit of a weird... The answer is, you're not chayv. Why are you not chayv? Because we definitely paskin unequivocally like the Rambam, Tosfos, and others. But because there is definitely an opinion, albeit a minority opinion, that says you could do a number of catch-ups, so the correct thing would be to try and satisfy that opinion as well. How do I do that? By offering my tefillas nedava, and as the Mishnah Berurah says, you make a tanai. If I want to go with a Ravid, then all of these are Chayvos. And if I'm not going with the Ravid, which is Halacha L'Maisa, then all of these are Nedavos. Now again, according to that, as we said, B'Shabbos and Yom Tov, nothing doing.
But when you do Nedav, it's really, you change something. You change something when you do it.
If it's Mechadesh Bo'Dov.
So then how can you make that tonight? Because if I'm Mechadeshing something, now it's still Nedav, it's not...
No, if you're allowed to Mechadesh something, even a normal Shmoneh Esrei, you just don't have to. Mechadesh, add in your extra Bakasha. Add in your extra Bakasha, let's say.
There's no opinion that says you can have kavana to do almad nedavas and one davening.
No.
Zip drive.
Zip drive, no. No one size fits all.
Okay.
Nice try.
You remind me of the person who came to the second Seder night. He couldn't be bothered to go through the whole thing. His wife wanted to hear all the Divrei Torah, and he says to his wife, well, all the Divrei Torah that I said last night, yeah, it's all the same tonight. So she says, okay, remember all the food from last night? Same tonight then. Says the Shulchan Aruch Sivav. Ovar kol hayom, v'lo yispal al musaf, as we said, ein lo tashlumin. There's no tashlumin, as the Mishnah Berurah says, chav, teich yikra karbonos kva ovru zman musaf, that we saw in Tosafot. You can't say the karbonos afterwards. Fine. Now, it's worth seeing or at least I'll mention it to you two very important sfeikos that the Bi'alocha discusses. What's the Alocha in a normal case? Forget Tashlumin for the moment. I cannot remember if I've davened this morning. You're still within the Zman of Shacharis. I can't remember whether I've done it. So if you just quickly turn to the previous siman, look at Kuf Zayin. Kuf Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch says, Im hu mesupak im hispalel.
Chazu
mespalel, you daven again? Ve'ein sarach lechadeh shum dovo. Now this is highly controversial. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkotan base there. Choyzo umispalo, umasne, and he has to stipulate. And he says, "Va'ima im loy hispalalti. If I didn't daven, I'm not sure. Then tehele chayvasi. This is my chayva. Va'im hispalalti. Then he turned a dova. Now, va'afal pishe kol sofek me divrei seifrim lahokel. We paskin that davening essentially is drabonon. So, whenever you have a Sofik Drabon on what's the halacha? Sofik Drabon on Lekulos. Why are we telling him to daven again? So, here we get to the very big principle that we've mentioned before. Mikol mokim hocha choyze umispalel. Here he does daven again. Why? Mipnei shehalavai shispalel odom kol hayom b'toras nedava. Remember, we've discussed a number of times. Essentially, when should we be davening?
All day.
All day long. We can't, so Chazal made specific times for us. So therefore, the Mokim Sofik, we're not looking to be Maker, we're looking to be Machme. Now, the Bi'alocha there says, if you look at the first Bi'alocha, Imu Musupak, Ay Machay Odom, Dehayoyim Ein Noyeg Dinze, very, very controversial. Lemaisa, the end of the day, the Bi'alocha says, we do go with it. Fine. So now, we've got a question. So the bottom line is, if you're not sure whether you davened, you do daven again, and you make that tonight. So what would be Moirav Raboisai if you missed the Zman Tefillah? It's now the afternoon, and I'm thinking to myself, one moment, did I daven Shacharis this morning? If I would have remembered this morning, we just saw, Furosh Sefer Shulchan Aruch, you daven again, big chiddush, I saw the Rabbanon Lekula, no, but Tefillah, we're not being mekel. But here you've missed tefillah. You've vaday missed the zman tefillah. So what is my question now? Do I have to do tashlumin? V'mokim sofik. So if you look in the Bi'a Halacha, look in the Bi'a Halacha in our siman now, Kufches, right at the beginning, Toi Inenas. In the second line of that Bi'a Halacha, Kosva Prima Godim, you're on the right page, Kosva Prima Godim, Sofek Hispalel Shachris Oiloi, if you're not sure whether you daven Shachris or not, V'Ovar Zman Shachris. And the Zman of Shachris has gone past. In other words, because if the Zman of Shachris hasn't gone past, that's the previous Sefer Shulchan Aruch. But here it has. Im mashlimo b'mincha oiloi. Do you have tashlumin, says the Prima God? I'm not sure. De shemo, maybe, loy tiknu de mashlimo b'ovar zmano, ela b'vadai lo yispalel, but v'loy b'sofik. Maybe the whole institution of tashlumin was only ever enacted when you definitely didn't daven and not
sofik.
Unresolved. There's one other sofik that I wanted to show you. If you turn over the page, it's on page Kuf Lamed Vav, yeah, in the middle of the Bi'a Halacha, where it says Venistapakti. It should be somewhere around here. Yep. You have the Venistapakti? Mm-hmm. Sorry. Venistapakti. It says Bi'a Halacha, I have a sofik. What will be in the following Shaila? Im hischil lehispalel oisa b'teiras tashlumin. V'nizkar be'emtza v'hishlimo k'ro'u da'ayinu l'shem choyvo. Imahani. This is referring to a halacha that we mentioned, that when you do tashlumin, what has to come first? First the choyvo and then the tashlumin. If you switch around, you're not yetzah. This guy in the middle, what did he do first, filler? Tashlumin. If you do that, not Yetzer. In the middle of that first filler, he suddenly remembered, so he switched his kavana. He says, this is now Chayva. Is it too late? It's too late. I mean, the first half was Tashlumin. V'niz karbemtzi, he remembered in the middle, v'shlima karo, and he finished it off appropriately. Dahainu l'shem chayva. Imahani, does that help or does it not help? The bottom line is, if you look at the very last words of that Bi'a Halacha, how does the Bi'a Halacha conclude? V'tzorich iyun. That's how he finishes off. Tzorich iyun, meaning? So tefillas tashlumin is a very, very complicated topic. There are hundreds and hundreds of different scenarios and sfeikas. We haven't even done the difficult bit yet. That's coming up next week in Mitzvah Hashem. Okay, we'll hold it over here. The plan is, Sif, Zayin and Ches is to do with the Mezid. So I'd like to start with that next time. Sif Zayin and Sif Ches, Shulchan Aruch HaMishnah Berurah. That's how we'll begin with on Sunday morning. Sif Tes, that's the Erev Shabbos and the Motzah Shabbos scenario, so that we'll put on hold for the moment, because we need to see Tosus, and I think it's the second Maram Kona sheets, the Rif, and the Ben Yona. There's lots to see. Miss Hashem, that'll be on Sunday, and then I guess we'll reconvene again the following Thursday. Point.